Welcome to the Armstrong and Getty Show. We get to add to the list of former Saturday Night Live news anchors we've talked to, because I believe we've talked to Chevy Chase years ago. We've had Dennis Miller on many times. I think we talked to Colin Quinn once when he had a show out. So now we get to add Norm Macdonald, who I've actually paid to see do stand-up.
Could not be happier to be talking to comedian, actor, writer now. Norm Macdonald, his memoir based on a true story is out. Norm, welcome. How are you, sir?
Doing great, man. What, you paid to see me do stand-up?
I saw you do at Caroline's in New York City many years ago, and it was fantastic.
Oh, thanks, man. You were in New York City?
Yes, I was.
All right, but enough fluffing. Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, no, no. I think we exhausted the conversation.
Yeah, that was my sense of it. And enough fluffery. Now the tough questions. Why aren't you as rich as Seinfeld?
Oh, well, Seinfeld... what he did was smart. He created a hit television program. And I had a whole different idea. I thought my plan was to watch hit television programs, which is it's a lot more fun, I can tell you that, and a lot less stress.
Oh, boy.
And, but yeah, it doesn't pay well at all.
I've heard this story a million times, but I had forgotten you were fired from the news anchor on SNL because one of the suits didn't think you were funny, which in itself is pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the tough part is it doesn't really matter like how many people think you're funny. If it's just one person that happens to own the camera,
yeah,
then you're in trouble.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah. How much you? I've actually read some reviews of the book based on a true story, which almost uniformly say it's hilarious. How much memoir is it really? Are we going to hear about that sort of thing?
Well, yeah. What I did was, it's based on a true story. So there's some stuff in the book. What is what I did? I didn't want to be sued for libel, and so it's very hard to put in anything. True and not flattering, or you'll be sued. So I thought, what if I put true stuff, but mix it in with all ridiculous stuff? So then, if the guy tried to sue me, I go, wait a minute, what about all this ridiculous? Of course, it's not. None of it's true. So that's what I did. So there's a, there's bombshells in the book, but you have to find them. I can't tell you what they are.
So we read the book and try to figure out which part's the ridiculous part and which part's the true part. I like that game.
And then speculate on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a parlor game. It's sweeping the country.
At the risk of turning this serious, Norm, am I correct? You're from pretty rural Canada?
Very rural, yeah. Oh. We had two towns, Monkland and Avonmore. And it's going to seem strange, but everything's relative. But we live on a farm in between Monkland and Avonmore. Monkland was 100 people. Avonmore was 250 people. And I swear to God, like the town that was 250 people, we thought was like a big town.
Yeah. I'm from rural America. I understand that. I moved to a town to go to college with 12,000 people, and my first day there, I thought, how am I ever going to find my way around a place like this?
But anyway, the reason I bring it up is...
It terrifies you, yeah.
But then you're in Manhattan, for God's sake, and you're dealing with, some people who may allegedly be complete snakes masquerading as human beings. You're getting banged around by show business. At this point, what's your view of humanity?
Well, I remember when I first came to New York because, you get this idea of New York from popular culture and everything, when you're from a small place. And, so I remember because I took the train, I went to Grand Central Station. Then there was a sign on the, I was doing Letterman. I was going to go do Letterman. And there was a sign on the, when you got out, it said, do not go into any gypsy cabs, So I have my suitcase and stuff. So I didn't know what a gypsy cab was. So then I got into the street and like cabs, because I was carrying two suitcases down the street. So cabs just kept stopping. Hey, I go, no, forget it. Because I figured they were a gypsy cab.
Right.
And then, so I walk it's like Jethro Bodine. I walk all the way. Then they put me up at the Omni Berkshire, which is across from Central Park. And Central Park, I thought they put me at the worst place ever because I would always heard at Central Park was just you got mugged. You know, you went into Central Park and you got mugged. And, you know, people think it's kind of crazy, but I would just stay in my room. And I remember I would, like, race down and get a Coca-Cola and race back because that's how dangerous I thought it was.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm from rural America, and I had that view of cities also. I'd been so scared of it. Hey, do you watch Saturday Night Live? Like, will you watch this Saturday night?
Yeah, well, I think this Saturday is the premiere episode.
Mm-hmm.
So I will definitely watch it this Saturday, yeah.
I just wondered.
Yeah, I always watch it.
I just wonder, some of the alums that we've talked to over the years seem to kind of, you know, not be into it, and some of them are.
Yeah, I used to watch it every single week, you know, because, you know, it's one of those things you watch ever since you were a kid. And then there was a period where you get old, where you're like, well, I don't know who these people, who they're doing an impression of, you know what I mean?
Right, right, there is that.
And I'm especially like that with music. Like, even when I was on the show, like, I would always realize later that they were big music stars, you know, like the first show I was on was Kurt Cobain and Nirvana, but I didn't know, you know, it was just a band. And then later I was like, I should have said, I don't know what I should have done.
Yeah, you should have told them, no matter how bad things get, don't put a shotgun in your mouth. Yeah. That would have been a good piece of advice.
Oh, my Lord, God, I could have saved it. Man, you're right.
If only you'd thought of it.
Our interview is good because we got Norm MacDonald to say, oh, my Lord God, which is one of my favorite things you ever say.
Norm MacDonald is on the line. His book is based on a true story. By the way, I can't forget to say this. There are a number of stand-up dates Norm's doing in the various towns where we're on the air. Just go to normmacdonald.com. It's Mac, M-A-C, normmacdonald.com.
Next weekend in San Francisco.
Yeah, and we'll have a link at our website so people can be sure to find him. But, you know, and we got no reason to kiss your ass, Norm, but his stand-up is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I don't pay to see a lot of people, and I paid to see him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, that's the only thing I'm good at, yeah. That's the funny thing in show business is if you're good at, especially stand-up for some reason, then they go, well, what about this? Would you like to be a bad actor? And then you're like, yes.
Very much. Thank you.
That'd be a fun. That'd be a good idea. And so you end up doing all this stuff. You'd have no idea what you're doing or how to do it or anything. But I never stopped doing stand-up, so that was a good thing. I always realized I should just keep doing it. Everything that I got by accident because of stand-up, while I was doing that, I kept doing stand-up at the same time.
That's a hell of a skill because, you know, I've heard Jay Leno talk about it. He always feels like he could get in his car and drive around America and support himself if he ever had to, and you could do that too, which is cool.
Yeah, Leno was the kind of the guy we all took cues from, you know.
Yeah, we've seen his stand-up too, live, and it is laugh until you're in pain funny, which always made the, you know, hosting the Tonight Show thing a little odd for those of us who are huge fans of stand-up, but we're not here to talk about Jay Leno. Norm MacDonald's new book is based on a true story. He would not answer my question about what he thinks of humanity. I can only assume he dreams of genocide every night. Ladies and gentlemen, the fantastic Norm MacDonald. Norm, it's great to talk to you.
Thanks, man. This was fun. I miss you guys.
All right, good deal. Let's do it again sometime. Would really enjoy that.
Yeah, I couldn't even have told you that's one of his regular lines, but when I heard him say it, he said that a million times. Oh, Lord God.
Yeah, I love him.
He's a funny dude.
And you know what? He's a Canadian.
Yeah.
There may be two unlikable Canadians on Earth.
He's a Canadian from living between a town of 100 people and a town of 200 people.
Yeah, and a little nervous about going to the town of 200, a big city. Yeah. You get lost.
I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Some people just have a funny way of talking no matter what they say. Well, I guess we've exhausted that conversation. You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.